going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Joining us on the phone lines now is our pal, Rob Bradford. Rob, how excited are you for Roman Anthony to be making his debut tonight?
I'm excited. It's fun that our long ordeal is finally over, right? We can stop talking about it a little bit. So let's turn the page, and now we figure out, hey, you know, either why he's red hot or why he's struggling like we do with Marcelo Meyer and all these other guys. But yeah, I don't remember, you know, we lived the life of Mookie Betts and Xander Bogaerts and everything else, but I don't remember a guy, a prospect, where every single day that it was pretty much the lead story of why he wasn't up here. But that's what happens when you're the number one prospect in baseball, and that's what happens when you have a team that's not doing well.
Bradfo, my cynicism, though, it's being reported, I believe this is accurate, he'll be batting fifth and playing right field. Should I be concerned that he's been just thrown to right field at Fenway Park? Is there any concern there?
No, Alex Cora just explained that they didn't want to put him in left, even though he's been playing a ton of left because of the wall. There's no wall, and there's no left field wall, Fenway left field wall in Worcester. So without really, you know, he's obviously, he does have his car key, so that's good. That's a step in the right direction. But he is going to make it here. He is going to, like you said, he's going to hit fifth. But still, I mean, he hasn't played at Fenway. So that's why they said, you go play it right. It's a little more conventional, even though there's a lot of area to cover.
So was it, Bradfo, do you believe it was just the Willie Abreu injury going to the IL? Obviously, we'd talked a lot about an outfielder needing to go down to call him up. And when they call him up, as people like Lou have said, there's no sending him back down. Or was it the 500-foot grand slam this weekend, or a combination of both that has put a jolt into all of us?
No, I mean, I think the 497-foot grand slam was a nice little, you know, punctuation, and it made for great stories, and it made for a reminder, like everybody was saying, like, what is this guy being still in the minors for? But I think that this just sort of forced their hand, honestly, Fitzy. I mean, it just forced their hand a little bit, because, you know, they can keep saying, well, he had to work on things. Well, you know, everybody in baseball knew that, yeah, you need to work on things, sure. But everybody needs to work on things. And he had less to work on than anybody. If you want to talk about working on things, I mean, look at Christian Campbell, how many things that he had to work on, and he's in the major leagues. So I think that it was they were trying to find a spot for him. They didn't want to put Rafaela in the infield, which to me would have made the most sense. And if they weren't going to be willing to do that, there wasn't a spot in the outfield. Now there is. So to come back to your question, I just think it sort of forced their hand a little bit.
Hey Rob, all three young guns are, it's June 9th, are in the lineup. Marcelo Meyer, Campbell, and now Roman Anthony. Did you think they would all be up sooner than this? Did you think? I mean, in spring training, it felt like maybe they had all would be in the big club to start with. Are you surprised it's taken this long to get all three of them up here? Is this about what you expected?
No, it's a good question, but it's hard to remember, and it's hard to be realistic about, like, because we've been talking for a month about how Meyer and more than a month about how Meyer and Anthony were part of the solution to their problems. But I think that, you know, you talk about what my expectations were. It was probably right around now, but the difference was I thought they were going to be good. I thought that this team was going to be 10 games over 500, and because they were 10 games over 500, all these things that they had planned were going to work. So there wasn't necessarily going to be a spot for the Meyers of the world or the Anthony's of the world to sort of be dropped into. But that conversation changed, like I said, about a month ago. So I'm surprised that it took so long now. But if you asked me at the end of March, I was like, yeah, you know, this is probably about right.
Rob Bradford, the host of Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. You can get it on the Odyssey app or anywhere you get your podcasts. Rob, I've been having this little back and forth with Ted Johnson. I looped in Lou Maloney and Will Fleming a little bit. With all the struggles the Red Sox have had, I've been an advocate for maybe the young guys can just, they don't know what they don't know. Maybe they can take on not only an on-field role, but even like a spark leadership type role. Is there any chance that this town and this team gets sort of taken by storm by Meyer, Campbell, Anthony, and we just have one of these fun youth movements?
Yeah, well, that's what we hope for. There's nothing nothing that a city like, I mean, honestly, like, there's nothing a city loves more than a youth movement. You know, to use the analogy to the Patriots, I mean, Drake May hasn't done hardly anything, and everyone's excited. You know why? Because he's young. He presents, like, the promise of what might be. And we've seen this time plenty of times with the Red Sox. But, Andy, I think the biggest thing with this team, I think you're right. I mean, they need jumper cables. And I keep using that term, but it's the best one I can come up with, is that they need jumper cables. You can't keep rolling out the same thing over and over and over again when you haven't had a win streak of more than two games, two in a row, since the end of April, and just expect that it's all of a sudden going to turn. Something needed to be done. And I think that something like this, I've seen it before. Yeah, you know, this sometimes you just take off. I've also seen it the other way, where, you know, a guy comes up and he might struggle. We've seen Jackson Holliday, he came up with the Orioles last year, went 1-for-40. So there's no guarantee here, but for the state of this team right now, I absolutely buy into what you're selling when it comes to, like, giving the team, giving the clubhouse a little something to push it along.
Oh, the jolt is real, Bradfoe. Now, let's get into tonight real quick, just for everyone that's going to be watching and especially listening on the Red Sox radio network here. Shane Baz, pitcher for Tampa, 5-3 with a 5 ERA, right-hander. What should Roman Anthony be expecting a heavy diet of tonight?
He's good, man. Like, he's a good pitcher. And here's a weird thing about Tampa. So Tampa, you go back to the middle of May, they're the best team in baseball. And the other thing is, remember, they were the team that always had openers. And, mm-hmm. and you look up total innings pitched for starters, and they would always bring down the average for Major League Baseball because they were just running out openers all over the place. Right now, they are tied for first for the most innings out of their starters. They are completely flipped the script, and Baz is a perfect example of that. The guy pitching tomorrow, Pepio, who came over in the glass now trade, he's another example of that. What I'm saying is that, like, we can get excited about Roman Anthony, but they got to win. And these are no layup games. I mean, the Rays are really good, and the Yankees right behind them are really good. Then you go on the West Coast.
Rob, the three-game set that they had against the Yankees, the bats came alive with 27 runs in three games. I mean, hell, they gave up 23. But still, the offense, the bats looked hot. You know, guys like Toro and Story, Narvaez were just ripping the ball. Did you learn anything? I mean, is this offense sustainable in that Yankees series, or was that just an anomaly? Did you think the offense maybe made a turn in that series?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
And, yeah, I don't know if I would say it made a turn because it's, you know, it's a couple games, and we can't forget that they really, really had struggled. I mean, they had a lot of these games of one and two runs. But, you know, you can't ignore what they did in New York. I mean, I think that, and I wrote this, I said, it's hard. You know, hyperbole is, it's so easy in a Major League Baseball season, and then the next day completely turns. But I did think that that was, for them, the biggest win that they've had so far, because you had to win a series, and you did it not against the Scorbinis of Saturday, but you did it against one of the best pitchers in the American League, and you did it against the A team of the Yankees. So yeah, so I do think that you've got to give them credit. And I also think you've got to give the Toros of the world and the Romy Gonzalez's of the world credit. I mean, until they stop hitting, they're part of the solution, not part of the problem. So I don't know if this is going to be a good test for them, because the Rays always pitch, and you know, and you can't just say, hey, you know, lower the 25-point basket, Roman Anthony's going to win the game. I don't know if you ever did that in wiffle ball, where you hit, if you hit the flagpole, automatic win of the game. Yeah, no, that's not happening this time.
All right, Brad Foe, enjoy the game tonight. I know, for one thing, the entertainment value of this game went up a couple notches. And I also have this theory: if he's truly special, he's going to hit a home run. So if anybody wants to go sprinkle a little something,
he's not special, huh?
Yep, special comes right out the gates.
We're getting Joe Castiglione in the car right now to give him the Daniel Nava treatment.
Ah, love it.
Let's go.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you, Brad Foe. Enjoy the game. See you,
Rob.
Right. Rob Bradford, Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll continue to sprinkle in your phone calls. Roman Anthony is with the Red Sox, right field, batting fifth. His debut tonight at Fenway Park. You'll be able to hear it here on WEEI with Christian Arcan doing the Mass Mutual pregame show. I'm interested to get his take on it, but we'll also continue to sprinkle in some of the notes and nuggets from Patriots minicamp down in Foxborough. Ted Johnson was there. And if you missed his interview with Mike Vrabel, we'll re-rack that as well. So a lot of Red Sox Patriots in the 5 o'clock hour here on WEEI Afternoons.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.